The Church of England of today is a very different institution from that of 200 years ago. But that's not the popular impression. Perhaps because the Church itself lays so much emphasis on tradition and on its continuity with the past, many people continue to think of it as a body living in the past, a sort of fossil. And perhaps, too, the decline in church-going in Britain since the 1960s has also left the Church looking a little sidelined, old-fashioned and irrelevant. But the truth is that it has always been changing and adapting more or less successfully to change in British society. The early 19th century was a time of particularly rapid and far-reaching change for the Church. The Church of England at that time included what is now the separate Anglican Church in Wales and was linked to the Church of Ireland, a sister Anglican church, through the Acts of Union of Ireland of 1800. The Church of Scotland, then as now, was a quite separate body and Presbyterian. The United Church of England and Ireland was an established church, a church closely linked with the institutions of government and supported by legislation which protected its privileged position. Local taxes, or church rate, could be levied to support its parish churches. Its bishops sat in the House of Lords, and Parliament as a whole was essentially an Anglican body, from which other Christian denominations, and Roman Catholics especially, were largely excluded. The clergy of the Church of England were drawn mainly from the aristocracy, landed gentry, and wealthy trading classes. It had then a social and political influence which tied it closely to the interests of the upper orders of society.